Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Jennifer Courtney. Jennifer is a challenge director, as well as the director of communications for Classical Conversations Multimedia. She is married to her high school sweetheart and lives in Oklahoma with their four children.
I'm Jennifer Courtney, and today I'll be sharing with you an article that I wrote entitled 10 Lessons I Have Learned in 10 Years of Classical Conversations. I hope that you find this inspiring and enjoyable today. Number one, rest and play. Too many times we are eager to rush our very small children into, quote, school. Treasure those younger years, which will fly by all too quickly. Read lots of good books together, sing silly songs, take lots of walks and naps. All too soon, your days will be filled with more challenging schoolwork and driving to activities. Number two, trust the memory work. We listen to our foundation's memory work 4 days a week, whether we're at the kitchen table, on the swing set, or in the car. It is part of our life routine that does not vary. By the end of the year, even the youngest student has it memorized. There's no magic and no need to supplement with a lot of activities. Just listen, sing, and recite. Remember that small children learn best through repetition. This is, after all, how you taught them to speak. Number three, do not feel pressured to organize everything by the weekly memory work. Some families may choose to coordinate every read aloud and their weekly science and history lessons to the foundation's memory work. If that works for your family, great. I prefer a simpler approach. I have found in our house that it works best when we just loosely follow the science and history for the year. So, for example, if we were studying cycle two, I might just find a history book or books that deal with the Middle Ages. Then, when we encounter something from the weekly sentences or the timeline, the students sit up and take better notice because it's familiar. In other words, they don't have to make the connections all at the same moment. The memory work is designed to function as pegs that both prepare them for upcoming material that they're going to study and reinforce or make connections when they encounter it again. In our house, the surprise moments of connection are often the most memorable ones. Number four, pace yourself for Memory Master. Memory Master was not designed to put pressure on kids to master all of the material at a very young age or even in their first year of classical conversations. Following the example of Lee Borton's, I have not required my children to test for Memory Master until age 10. Some were ready before that, and I supported and worked with them, but I wanted to be very sensitive to their readiness. Remember to pace yourself. You have time. Number five, kids like copywork. Parents, this is a strange but true secret. While we might hate the thought of copying history sentences or math facts or essentials charts, little ones do not seem to mind. After all, copying our speech patterns is how they learn to speak. Copying our table manners is how they learn to behave at a meal. It is not surprising to find, then, that they best learn to write by copying the words of others. Do not underestimate the vast amount of learning that happens when a small child sits still, attends to details, and copies a good sentence or paragraph. Number six, you cannot master essentials in 1 year. The adage, it's a marathon, not a sprint, truly applies to essentials. The essentials program is multi-layered and is designed for multiple years of study. It is not reasonable to expect that you or your child will master both the grammar and the writing in 1 year, so set a reasonable goal each year, knowing that you will have the next year to fill in the gaps and build on what you've already learned. Number seven, copying the essentials charts actually works. Years ago, I didn't really understand the need for copying the essentials charts each week, so I often did not have my oldest child do them. Now, with my third child in essentials, we copy the suggested charts each week. Why the change of heart? Well, I've been teaching Henley second year Latin for several years, and I see the beauty of knowing the definitions for the noun usages, the adjectives and adverbs, the prepositions, and the verb tenses. These skills are fundamental to really knowing English and also to our students' ability to learn Latin. Number eight, focus on the basics. Each day we read aloud scripture, literature, history, and science together. We spend a lot of time on language arts, spelling, grammar, copywork. We spend some time drawing and playing instruments and some time playing in the great outdoors. These activities will prepare them well for more strenuous academics later on. You can see my archived webinar on CC Connected about setting schedules for more tips. To find this webinar, go to the Foundations or Challenge subscription tier, go to the Classical Learning Center, find the playlist titled Cultivating Classical Parents, and look for the webinar called Morning and Evening, Setting Schedules for Contemplation and Conversation. Number 9, train the kids early to take responsibility for their education. I like to establish a routine for the school day. I place my children's written work in a plastic file box. This is a visual way for them to see their responsibilities for the morning. It also allows them to work independently at a fairly young age if I'm working with someone else. Later in the junior high years, you can transition them to a planner so that they can see what they need to do each day. And eventually, you'll transition them into planning out their week in their own planner. Number 10. Don't drop out in the challenge years. I meet with my challenge students twice each week, once to outline the week's worth of work and once to inspect the work. Also, I want to continue to further my own education, so I choose one subject each year to dig in and really learn, either ahead of my kids or alongside them. One year it is Latin, another year it might be a level of high school math or science. This is good for the soul. For more tips about these few ideas, you can check out my Getting Started Homeschooling Organizing Your Schoolroom, which explains how to use the file box system. You can check out Lessons from a First Semester Challenge Parent to hear about my meetings with my challenge students. And then I would also encourage you to check out the article, The Two Best Hours of the Week, which I wrote describing the conversations I had with my Challenge B student about defeating Darwinism. So as you're working on not dropping out in the challenge years, I want to encourage you to have literature discussions with your older kids each week and savor those great conversations as you watch them growing. Since you're trying to digest this as a podcast, I'm going to go back and read the top 10 list one more time for you. Number 1, rest and play. Number 2, trust the memory work. Number 3, do not feel pressured to organize all your work around the weekly memory work. Number 4, pace yourself for memory master. And be careful and sensitive to the readiness of your child before you start to have them tested. Number 5, kids like copy work, and they learn a lot from it too. Number 6, you cannot master essentials in 1 year. Pace yourself. Number 7, copying the essentials charts works. This is really only boring to adults. Kids are learning a lot, so copy those essentials charts. Number 8, focus on the basics. Remember to hit scripture, history, science, and lots of time on language arts and math each day, and then go outside and play. So focus on those basics. Number 9, train the kids early to take responsibility for their education. Establish routines and some organizational tips that will allow them to work on their own. And number 10, don't drop out in the challenge years. Stay with your kids and enjoy those moments on the road to their adulthood. Thanks and have a great school year.
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.